Believers are salt and light. Matthew chapter 5 verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its savor, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they set it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Mark chapter 9 verses 49 to 50. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its saltiness, with what will you season it? Have salt among yourselves, and be at peace with one another. Believers in Christ have the light of life. John chapter 8 verse 12. Once again, Jesus spoke to the people and said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." John chapter 12 verses 35 to 36. Then Jesus told them, "For a little while longer, the light will be among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light." After Jesus had spoken these things, he went away and was hidden from them. Then Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me alone, but in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should remain in darkness." John chapter 12 verses 44 to 50. As for anyone who hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I have not come to judge the world, but to save the world. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not receive my words. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. And I know that his command leads to eternal life. So I speak exactly what the Father has told me to say.